time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, back again, another week. Shout out to MLK, you know. Shout out to MLK. You know, we just came off of the MLK Day. You know, we will talk. You know, we'll talk about that funny statue in a little bit. How you doing, man? What's going on with you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm fresh off of MLK Day. I worked. You know what I'm saying? But he marched and walked, so I could run. Goddamn.
So. Niggas conflicted about taking the day fully off. I mean, like, damn, he did a whole lot. I mean, shit.
Feel like a setup. Like, shit.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're resting on your laurels, huh? You had the
MLK.
Fire you on your day off type shit.
Yeah. You had the MLK Day special, Run Me My Check, right?
Yeah. Basically, we have an ongoing beat. It's a, you know, franchise called Dear America, Run My Check, which we did as a panel during the summit. And then, you know, we follow up on it editorially on Revolt Black News. So for Martin Luther King Day, we celebrated by digging in the crates and finding some of his more, you know, not so popular speeches, you know,
the ones, B-sides.
Yeah, the B-sides that don't get too much burn, you know what I mean? But, you know, in there, we find, you know, Martin Luther King was talking that shit towards the end. you can see how he probably, you know what I'm saying? How they figured out we got to get rid of him because he was like, shit, next time we come to Washington, we coming to get our check. That's a quote unquote. That ain't even like a paraphrase.
That shit was very aggressive. He wanted that. It's about the paper. And that's when you realize that class, you know, that's what they really trying to protect. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if we talking equality, we talking, you know, fiscal equality as well and access and all of that. And that happened. Scales a tip.
Yeah, he was basically like, shit, y'all bring your European, your people from the European continent, they come to America, you set them up with land grants, you teach them how to farm, you know what I'm saying? You give them low interest rates so they can get machines to farm. Then you pass legislation that take those same farmers and pay them millions of dollars in subsidies not to farm themselves, and then then you tell us black people to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps.
We ain't even got no boots. I know that part.
You know what I'm saying?
Got no boots. Yeah, man.
Word. Like,
come on.
That was, you know what I'm saying? They don't tell you that. They don't teach you that in the classroom. And at the end, that nigga was talking that shit.
Yeah, man. His legacy is very fuzzy. You know, in both ways, fuzzy in the way as the further along we get away from it, you know, the more gray it becomes, and then the fuzzy in the way of the softer. It's like it's so softened, you know, like and even with these weird ass statues, man. I'll be honest with you, this, you know, like, ain't weird to me. This last one is super abstract. If you look at it, it looks like a whole number of different things. Mm-hmm. I've heard somebody say that shit look like somebody eating ass. I heard somebody say, and if you look at it a certain way, I can see what they're talking about. They got some wild descriptions. You need to see it like at the certain angle and then right next to the actual reference photo that they're trying to, you know, bring to light. But it's like, it's super abstract. There's no, his face ain't in it. Coretta's face isn't in it. It's just this little arm embrace. And then this is coming off of the old school the old school statue from a few years ago, which is like Homer Simpson coming out the bushes vibes. I've never really felt that
the one in
too.
DC.
Yeah, little too. They got a little pudgy statue. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man, y'all could have done my man a little better. This, what is the deal here? Why are we? You know what I'm saying? He deserves somebody to come in. He deserves a creative director for the people that are gonna pay homage. I think somebody gotta, you know, look it over and say, ah, we gonna veto that one. This ain't it. This ain't the one. You know. But that's just my own take on it. How do you feel about the latest statue? How do you feel about the DC statue?
Well, the funniest commentary I seen on the Boston statue. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why y'all thought Boston was giving him a good look. No way, but.
Oh, is that where that is? I didn't realize where that was going. Yeah. Okay.
You already know what time it is.
Yeah.
But the funniest reference I saw to it was Melvin choking out Baby Boy Tyrese in the movie Baby Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, shit. When they put the pictures side by side, they're like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
And Melvin Arm and Tyrese holding on for dear life.
That's funny. That is a good one.
So, you know, I didn't know what the fuck it was supposed to be. You know, mm-hmm. And then, you know, the first picture I saw was the worst angle that made it look like, you know what I'm saying, somebody holding a big, giant hot dog of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's crazy. It's crazy.
But the one in D.C., we've talked about it on here, man. I saw it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why they get this man the cartoon treatment? It wasn't even like Homer Simpson. It's just cartoony. Like,
yeah, Matt Groening.
Yeah, it didn't look serious. Didn't look like a man did. And he's like, who is this fella? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a yard gnome or some shit like that.
A gnome. A yard gnome is hilarious. Oh, that's a damn shit. Yeah, man, they don't do him right on the statue tip, man. He's they 0 for 2 in my book. I hate to say it. They 0 for 2. Come on now, what we doing?
Man, I don't think they're trying to get it right.
I think that's just another level of trolling. You know what I'm saying? Like that's still a sore point for us. You know, we love Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're gonna unveil another statue to celebrate this great man. And it's like, what the fuck is that? Oh man, what is this?
But I think it was a black artist that did it, right?
Oh, I don't know, man. I gotta. Look, sometimes black folks get them wrong, too. We had that oxtail debacle. You know what I mean? Sometimes they be in for the flim-flam. You know what I mean? The grant situation.
Mm.
Or maybe they presented some other things, and they were like, nah, we don't. We want something a little bit more embracing. We want to. Well, that's what we're trying to bring across. We want to embrace everyone. So why don't we focus on like a hug type of situation? Let's not even put any faces, any bodies. Just the spirit of embrace. See what you got. See what you could do.
Right.
All right. You know.
Yeah, man. The man who did it, he's black from Brooklyn.
How old is he?
Hank Willis Thomas. I'm not sure of his age. But he looks to be, you know, a good
young.
He could be 45. He could be 55 because he's got a bald head and a clean face, so you can't really tell. He's looking Dave Chappelle-ish.
Okay.
I see
the scat. Conceptual artist.
Yeah. So he had a concept, and he, you know.
All right.
I guess nobody
can
tell.
We give
him
a little benefit of the doubt. I'm going to have to watch an interview and see what his thoughts were, what was his intentions.
Man.
But, you know.
The thing is, all right, now that it's getting all kind of this mockery and criticism, they got the artist's face right up front. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen the artist who did the one in D.C.
They got
the picture next to the statue, right?
Right. And they
got him the picture looking like he's saying, "Well, what had happened was that's how he looked."
Oh man, yeah.
On the CNN page, you know, if you type that shit on MLK statue CNN, they got a picture of him looking crazy. Okay. Poor fella.
Martin Dore. Let me see who Martin Dore. Martin Dore is the guy from D.C. Let's see if they got any photos of this guy. He's from the U.K. Oh, yeah, he's a white guy.
You already know.
He's a white guy.
UK making statues in America of a black civil rights activist.
Right, right. Yeah.
You already know.
You're like, man, I'll give it a swing. I'll give it a shot. Whatever. Yeah.
They'll love it, you know. Uh-huh. This is his first statue, you know. Yeah.
Take the piss out of him. That's what they love to say. Take the piss out of him.
Damn. Oh,
shit. And that's their shit. I'll take the piss out of them. Oh, shit. Anyway.
Shit's about as bad as the Zola story when she was like, my boyfriend was tripping, so I fucked him calm.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's to take the piss out of him. That's about the same.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I guess if you're looking at it like that, that's different.
Calm ass down.
Yeah. Now, take the piss out of him, make a joke about someone and make them look silly. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of thing. Yeah. Mm. Fuck them calm is that's a whole different
thing. I thought it meant like you know what I'm saying? They pissed off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take the piss out of them.
I got you. Yeah. And I see what you're saying. Like, That must be white people slang.
It don't match
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's some English. It's some English shit.
Yeah, you know, black people shit match up.
Right. It's not as ambiguous. You know what it is. You know what it is. You know
hit
exactly.
You right in the head as soon as you say it.
Oh shit, man. But yep. You know, there you go, MLK. You know, salute. In spite of some of these concepts, these conceptual homages, you know. Deserves all the praise. What's going on otherwise though?
How was your weekend? Weekend was quick. Like I said, I was back in the lab on Monday, so I ain't had a long weekend. It was cool though, you know. It was that first week back was kind of rough, you know what I'm saying? From, you know, having to switch up to that 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Oh, that first week was rough, boy. So came Friday, nigga was like, shit, I'm taking me a nap. So I chilled Saturday pretty much. Just, you know, chilled out, you know what I'm saying? Laid around and just, you know, caught up on the BMF and all the other little shit I'm watching. And
okay.
Shit. But yeah, I was just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nothing to it. It was one of them weekends where, you know, you want to do some shit, but you just can't get to it. It ain't gonna happen this week, okay? Shit.
We got the table all that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was gonna go to New York to contend with my pipes. Fuck that shit. That shit gotta wait.
We'll get to that some other time.
Table that. Yeah. Now the real thing was them tickets was too fucking high.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, it was you know, we had the tornado shits on that Friday.
In Atlanta?
Yeah. So it was like the storm came through with some tornadoes in the area. I don't think they hit they ain't hit the city. So that threw a little damper on the flight game, which drove the prices all the way up. So, so you know,
Was it this past weekend or last week when the planes they all shut them all the way down nationwide because of a computer glitch?
That was the day before. Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, that's
wild. That was already done happened. Then it had a storm coming through Friday. I was gonna leave Friday. But that shit was looking crazy. I'm like, nah, I'll delay.
Yeah, I could dig that. I was out in Atlantic City this weekend.
Oh, word.
Doing shows. It was cool. It was a good time. It was fun. Typically, it's a fun gig. Last show, ooh wee, was a bad one. I took a slow one. It was I guess it was a bomb. We just wasn't connecting on that last one. And it was funny too, because I was ready to like take it on home. I'm like, this is the last one. This one's for me. Da 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 da. All of that, you know, last one talk. Mm-hmm. And I think I said some shit about MLK up front that got taken wrong. You know what I mean? And then I think I lost them from there. And it wasn't anything foul. It was just like I said they killing them with these statues. These shits is ridiculous. And I was like, I mean, well, they killed them already. You know what I mean? Like, wow. just thought. And it was one of the older crowds, and they were like, some of them might have known Martin. You know what I mean? And they was fucking with that.
Black or white?
It's like a mishmash. It's a casino crowd. Casino crowds are some weird crowd. Then we had like these two old ladies that came in dressed like some old school, like they look like, you know, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, they would dress like two Gene Simmons with this big hair all teased up. Like, it looked crazy. They had to be at least about 70 years old. They came in kind of late in the middle of the thing, and then they not the type of women that are like, you know, like they're to be seen. You know what I'm saying? So we had a moment with that and whatever. And I guess I could have kind of laid on that, but then they want to be heard and seen, and I kind of had to shut them down. And it always feels weird when you shut down women, especially older women. You know what I'm saying? I try to be cool about it. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too crazy. I try to be cool about it, but sometimes you don't all the way suppress it. So that is a little, which will throw me a little bit. So now I'm hearing all of this. Then they older women, so then they pull out a bag of like a half ounce, like a Ziploc bag, a zip of fucking peppermints, and they passing them out to the people in their party, and these is the loudest peppermints candy unwrapping of all time. And the thing is, most people probably can't hear, but I can hear, and I'm like, ah. And then I'm, you know, certain bits is not landing, and it's just, and I'm in my mind like, oh, this ain't going well, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it, you know, it was touch and go. I haven't watched the set back. All I know is I was ready to go, and I think they was ready for me to go too. So I got the fuck out of there. I got right on the road immediately too. I typically always leave the last show anyway, but it felt good. I was like, I will be on the highway by this time this show is over. These niggas ain't never got to see me again until next time. No meet and greets. No merch, no meet and greets. Nah, bro. It was in and out like the burger, but it was... It was one of them nights. You have some of them nights where it's just like they're just not clicking. And it's humbling. It make you feel a way. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you wanna drive for about 45 miles with no radio. You know what I'm saying? It's just your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? It's just your thoughts. I threw out some mingus.
Oh, was it? Damn.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean? Nah, fuck that. You know what I should have done? Or you know what? Man, I should have, you know what I'm saying? I should have definitely said this. I don't know why the fuck I ain't, you know what I mean? All of that type of shit. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. I shouldn't have wore that shirt, you know, just silly shit. And then it was what it was. But the other shows were fine. But
the funny shit is, all right, 70-some walking in like Gene Simmons.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Taking over the show.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't feel like you could body him.
I should have went in a little, because everybody was laughing, and I just, like, reacted, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of wanted them to settle, you know what I'm saying? Like, because this is the thing. I like to do material, and you don't really need to do material at these fucking casino shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could kind of just riff and do a whole lot of that shit like that. But I was kind of in the middle of a bit, and then they came in, and then, like, So I acknowledged it a little bit because, you know, it's the elephant in the room. You acknowledge it, and then you kind of want to double back to the bit, right, where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
But now after I acknowledged them, they love the acknowledgement, so they kind of want a little bit more. So they ain't all the way settled down. So now I kind of got to double back, and now I got to kind of go in. Like, at first, I was bigging them up. Ha, 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 yo, I see y'all, da-da-da-da. You know, not even going for the easy, you know, mm-hmm. just killing them off there. You know, because they know how they look. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Everybody know how to, so we laugh a little bit about that. But then, yeah, I guess I should have just... I could have taken a little bit of, I could have just aborted whatever little bit that I was doing. That shit could have not, because me trying to salvage the bit, it just didn't. That's why I kind of think I started losing momentum. You know what right. I mean? I might have even been having the momentum gain back from the shit that I had said about MLK prior. You know, and again, this is all, I haven't watched the set back yet. I'm going to watch it back probably after this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's not as bad as it feels. It right. wasn't good though. I can tell you right. that, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't
the,
good.
You ain't get the boo game though.
Oh no, 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 no! I ain't get the boo game, but I definitely checked my social media. I was like, I don't know nobody caught it. This shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like the old dog tape. I hope this shit ain't getting out there. It wasn't even terrible, but it was just it wasn't good. And then I was just like, oh, this ain't going good. Nigga, mouth started getting dry. It was bad, man. I don't even like talking about this, but this is part of the game. This is part of right, what right, happens. Right. You know what I'm saying? It happens to everybody, man. It is, woo. And the fucked up thing is, it don't really feel good until you get on stage again and you rock. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you can kind of like, it's like jumping back on the horse. It's like, you know, getting your ass whipped and then you got to fight again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to run that back type shit. So it was one of those. Yeah.
Now, can you imagine 2073?
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker 70-year-olds walking to a comedy club dressed like Gunna. Young Thug. And motherfucking ASAP Rocky. You know what I'm saying?
Like
that's what you just described. Imagine that's that exactly in the future. Niggas walking around looking like niggas from 2023.
Yeah. That's basically what it was. That's basically what it was. They looked crazy. But it was so funny because the stage director was like, and I was leaving, she was like, oh, those ladies come all the time. They're such and such, whatever, whatever. So there was some intel on them. Like, they're known for, you know what I mean, coming in here and making a scene or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you got them set up for next time you in Atlanta City. Oh, yeah, okay. I got something for you, motherfucking ass.
I'll be looking for them. Yeah. Oh, shit.
No, they know the whole casino routine. Known to throw a comedian off.
That whole shit, it just came through. Yeah, it looked crazy. Oh, man. But anyway, so that was my weekend. And it was so crazy, too, because it was like a good day. It was a good day. Right before that, the Giants won. Not that I'm even following football like that, but I happened to be in my hotel room. I was watching the Giants game and shit. Them niggas won. That shit felt good. I was like, yeah, last day. You know what I mean? Pack my shit up nice. I'm like, woo-wee. You know what I'm saying? This one is for me. Oh, what they say, you make plans, God laughs. God was like, word, all right, hold this. All
right, let me see how you handle this shit right
here. Yeah, man. Give you some thoughts. Give you some thinking. I think
you need to get closer to me, so... I'm going to set it up to where we got 45 minutes in the car, just you and me, player.
Yeah. Let's touch base. Let's touch base. Yeah,
oh, right, you ain't got time, bird.
Got a lot of shit to say about Martin.
I'm going to send some of my Hell's Angels to you.
Lucy and Juicy coming on down the aisle.
Looking like Gene Simmons and shit.
Hell yeah, man. It was crazy. I was like, shit, man. It's the worst. Yeah. I'm gonna check it out when I get up off of this.
Yeah, you know, I know about it. I ain't catch no bad ones this week. I would, you know what I'm saying, jump in the favorites.
So that was chilling.
That was cool. Catch none this week. Nigga made it through about to have his chin.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That is funny. Yeah. That shit was
sick.
Oh, man. Anyway. I think what else went down? Ain't too much. I got super drunk the night before that show, and it was a bad look. I can't. I don't want to talk about back to back L's, but it was a bad look. It was nasty. I ain't been that drunk in a long time.
What prompted the drunkenness, though?
Nah, it was just I was down there. Shout out to my man, James Mattern, one of my homies, comic friend of mine. They used to call him Mad Dog back in the day. So that give you a little bit about where he at with it. But it's not even like that with it. But we was just kicking it. We was just drinking this shit, and I don't really drink as much, you know what I'm saying? Like, or if I do, I just have, like, a drink. Like, it ain't, like, you know, we was, like, tying them on, as they say, right? And then we was, like, drinking all types of different shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd show up to the spot, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. That's what you having? I'm having that. We drinking. We had martinis. We drinking dirty martinis up front. And then he said some shit like, yeah, you have two. You can never have three. You know what I'm saying? That's just the rule or some shit like that. I was like, all right, whatever the fuck. So we go from there. Then we go to another little bar because we just in the casino. We go from another little bar. Have two Modelos. You know what I'm saying? Just a little, which is kind of a turn. And then we go to another little bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just like bar hopping through the casino, just kicking it, talking shit, bugging out. We don't really get to see each other like that. He be on the road. I be around. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I see him in passing, but we ain't kicked it. So we just chopping it up. Then we go to another bar, and then somebody that was at the show was like, yo, I got a tab open, whatever these guys want. You know, whatever, one of them situations. So then we went into some Bullet. You know what I mean? With bourbon on them. I was wilding out. And all. Dog, all I know, I don't know if I was tired. I think I might have been tired too.
Nigga, you was drunk.
I was drunk, but I think I was tired too. I was drunk. Like, I shouldn't even, like, I was like, I don't even feel like really drinking like this, but we ain't kicked it in the mouth. I'm like, fuck it.
We here now.
Yeah, we here now. We in the throes of this shit. I don't know what happened. Nigga slid off the stool, off the bar stool. Nigga, yeah, it was nasty. I caught myself,
you
but
hit
it was
your head
nasty.
Or no shit.
No, I ain't hit my head, but I was clearly off the stool, nigga. Yeah. I said, oh, shit. I knew it was bad because the nigga James was like, yo, let's get out of here. He was like, yo, let's get out of here. I said, yeah, all right,
back. That
was the end of the night. He went and got something to eat or whatever. I went back to my room. I was done. And I was like, I was done, but it was that moment that was just, because I ain't never really had no moment like that. Like, maybe in college or some shit like that. But, like, and it didn't even feel like it was that aggressive. It was just all over the place. But it didn't even feel like, I don't know what happened. I might have been, I don't know exactly. It's almost like the shit the next day. So, like, it was an embarrassing situation. Like, I was twisted. Twisted. What happened? You got to go?
God needed some time with your ass.
Yeah,
he
man.
He was giving you signs. He was doing all he could.
It's like, yo, you got to slow down, bro. Nigga, what are you doing? It was one of those moments where you definitely have a by yourself meeting on some Capadonna shit where you got to talk to yourself and say, yo, mm-hmm. D, what's going on? You know, it's the top of the year. You know, you nigga got to reset his intentions. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You got to look at what is the word? What is popping here? What's the problem? Man, so I don't know, man. We figured it all out. I don't got no tape to look at from that shit. But
you know what it is.
I know what it is. I know what it is. It was so ill. I didn't go out the next day. I was in there. That's why I watched the game. I was in the motherfucking room.
Old ladies threw you off and you drove your ass home. The next day, that was
man. Yeah, dog. It was tough. It was tough, dog. So I took MLK Day just to chill, just to regroup and just relax. I ain't do too much of shit. I watched BMF. I watched, what else did I watch? I watched some other shit. Oh, you know, Your Honor just came back.
Who that?
So,
Your Honor?
Remember Your Honor, the shit that it was traumatic from last time because it was all that black trauma. Just the shit with Bryan Cranston. Shit that went down in New Orleans. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I started
so
that.
So season two.
I might have got through that shit, but
I think we got through because I think we talked about it. I feel like we talked about it. It was a love-hate type situation.
Yeah. That's when they were doing all that. Yeah, the police was doing all kind of,
the dumb shit, and then black man get killed, and you know what I'm saying? All of that other shit, innocent. Yeah. It's upsetting, but I guess I'm a glutton for punishment because I checked it out. I didn't, HBO started this series, The Last of Us, which is supposed to be good. Shout out to Chris Lambert. He's a fan of the video game from when it came out a few years ago, like a fanatic about this shit. Like, he think it's the best video game of, like, I don't want to say of all time, but, like, he's a huge, huge fan. So now that this shit is on TV, I know he's created a whole podcast where he's breaking it down or whatever. So salute to him. If you're a fan of The Last of Us or whatever, you know, if you listen to the conversation, you may have heard Brother Lambert on here. He's got the Mundane Festival. He's got his own Last of Us podcast. So check that out. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be talking about it. but yeah, man. That shit was crazy, bro. It was embarrassing just to talk about that shit. Like, you know, man. But fuck it, man. I gotta put it in the world, put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like,
man,
it is what it
know,
is. This was the life. Living life.
Hey, you don't, you know what I'm saying, get past shit unless you get through it. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Talking your way through the shit is a way to, you know, your way to redemption, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure the thoughts you had on that drive back, you know what I'm saying, will help propel your future and your tactics. You know what I'm saying, enact revenge upon the Gene Simmons twins. You know what I mean? Back to Atlantic City and you're gonna rock that bitch.
Yeah, it'll all be good. It'll all turn out for the best. You know what they say, a setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta get that energy up off you, but it takes a minute to process. And it's it's also a blow to the ego. You know what I'm saying? That shit, you know, that's like when you hit your shin on the end of the bed. You know what I'm saying? You know how that shit is sting like a motherfucker. One of those, or hitting your pinky toe. You know what I'm saying? One of those, like, that's how it kind of hit the ego a little bit. But, you know, we going to be back. You know what I'm saying? It's good to talk about. Good to have a platform to talk about it. You want to get ahead of the narrative. It's like Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. You got to say it before somebody else say it. You're like, oh. Let me get ahead of this shit. Yeah, it was a slow one. But anyway. Oh, shit, man. Yeah, don't do two martinis, Modelo, and bullets afterward, because that
you
that
told
isn't.
Your ass don't do three.
Yeah.
You did two plus four more.
Well, nah, three martinis. That's the some type of saying. I don't know where that shit. That I call that cat James. I call him the reference king. This right. motherfucker makes some of the wildest references from all type deep parts of pop culture. I'm gonna see where that came from because I never heard that thing before. Anyway,
I mean, at this point. My nigga, else, you know, a little easy night ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the best take a slow night, you know?
Yeah.
But where you think, where do you go from here at this point? From what you've been doing, mm-hmm. where do you think you go from here?
You go back to the drawing board. You go, you know, like in the way of... you'll have moments where, and I've been having moments for a while where you just like, what am I talking about? Am I connected to what I'm talking about? How do I feel mm-hmm. about what I'm talking about? That type of shit. I've talked about that here, you know. Yeah. And the thing is, it's just you gotta go through it. It's no other, mm-hmm. there's no shortcut to it. So it could be. It ain't gonna be nasty bombs, but it's like it's this shit is writing and rewriting. You know what right. I'm saying? And it's like you can't give up on what the thoughts are, but you gotta unpack it. And sometimes it gotta get tedious. Sometimes it's gotta get to the point to where like there's moments where it's like, especially from developing new shit, there's mm-hmm. moments where I gotta like watch the sets back and then like literally transcribe them shits. Which takes a long fucking time, but like transcribe them so that I could look at them written down, then I could see what I could cut. Like that
you know they
shit
got
is
automated
redundant.
Transcription things, don't you?
I might have to look into that. Yeah, I might have to look into that. Yeah. I tried some of that. Sometimes
don't be all the way right all the time.
But it'll save me a lot of time.
But it's close enough, it'll save you time. I think even in Premiere, they'll transcribe your shit.
Yeah, I don't got Premiere. But I'm thinking about. I got Final Cut Pro, but I've been thinking about fucking with.
Look it up. We might have it. You know what I'm saying? All the modern shits have that word technology shit. Where you know, take your voice. Your phone got that shit. As a matter of fucking fact.
Really?
Yeah.
To transcribe what you're saying?
Yeah, nigga. If you press, you know how you could talk to your text.
Uh huh.
You hit the button and then talk your text in. You can do that shit with a long ass transcription. They be doing it here, like, you know what I'm saying, when they trying to save time, they'll just put the phone next to the interview and that shit'll just be picking up all the words.
Wow. Oh shit, look at technology. All right, well shit, we about to get technological.
Try that shit out. And then and then like just Google like speech recognition on iPhone. They'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. So I do a little bit of that. I reach out to other comics, talk to them. I listen to, you know, you get to your little motivational, whatever your things are to kind of tap in. You got to have a talk. You got to have a talk with God if you need to. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Because the show must go on. It's got to keep going. And, you know, trust the process. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it all comes down to is just trust the process. I remember one time I was watching Steph Curry. I think I've quoted this before, but he was like, you know, he was shooting bad. And, you know, he's one of the best shooters, if not the best shooter in the NBA. And they were like, yo, you cold this first quarter. I mean, this first half. What's the deal? He was like, I know. He said, I just gotta shoot through it. You know what I mean? It's nothing else. I can't do anything. I gotta just shoot through it. That's the only way it's gonna happen. Because, I mean, the impulse is to, you know, like, fall back, but that's not even an option. So it's like, well, shit, we gotta figure this shit out. We gotta tap in. We gotta get, you know, re-inspired. You gotta, you know what I mean? And it happens. Like you'll hit a groove, and then it's like, okay, boom, boom, or you'll hit a writing patch or whatever. You'll have a couple great shows, whatever. It's like it's a funny game. It's a funny game, but it is what it is. It's the path I'm on.
Yeah, man.
But it don't feel good in the low. It don't feel good in the low. You're like,
you know, you, 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 You sat with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The thing about it is, for you to even be able to come on here and talk about it, you know what I'm saying? It lets everybody know that you have taken steps to move past it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't letting it bother you up and consume you. You just talk through it, move past it, my nigga. Shit.
Yeah, you gotta go for it. Gotta keep going. Yeah, man.
There's been a lot of shit I had to talk through around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And today ain't my day.
I can dig it. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's one of those days. Oh, shit. Anyway. I tell you some other shit.
Okay.
I should say some other shit. You whatever. You got some shit.
I'm in the conversation, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just looking at. I got something to say about it.
Okay. No, I'm just looking at. I had one of these realizations. Not realizations. It's one of those things that you should. You know. You should always know. Sometimes you forget. Like, you need to know everything. You need to pay attention to everything you ingest, whatever you eat and whatever type of pills you take and whatever the fuck, right? So, right around the time I caught COVID, right, a friend of mine was talking to him. He was like, yo, he hit me with a whole, like, recipe of shit, you know, some wellness shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, fuck with this, fuck with that, grab some of this, da-da-da-da. One of the things on there was zinc, right? And I've had zinc in these little, I forget, you've seen them before, like these little, like metallic pouches. It's like a little cold type of thing. It's got some zinc in it or whatever. And I've also had some other like lozenge type shit that like fizzles out and it's got zinc within or whatever. But never really bought straight up zinc, like just zinc tablets. You know what I mean? But I'm like, this COVID, I need to pull out the big guns, blase, skip, whatever, whatever. They say zinc is one of them things. So I go grab me some zinc, and I'm taking it, you know what I mean, throughout the COVID shit. And obviously, I beat COVID or whatever. So, but then I just kind of incorporated zinc into my everyday shit, right? And I already take like a multivitamin, and I take black seed oil and, you know, a couple other little things or whatever, just trying to, since pandemic, you know what I mean, try to get this immune system on all Madden. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We ain't playing no games. So last few days, though, I peaked. I'm just, like, paying attention. Like, I would be getting these fucking stomach aches. And I'm like, I'm trying to look at what I've been fucking with that was new. And I'm like, I've been fucking with the zinc. Maybe it's the zinc. But I would have, you know, I drink black coffee too a lot, every so often, like once a day or whatever the fuck. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm drinking black coffee and the zinc. Maybe they don't match. So I was like, all right, bet. So today I had the zinc. I ain't had no coffee. That shit was fucking with my stomach, was like killing me. Like how they, you know how motherfuckers, when they be kicking heroin, they be like, my stomach, you know, you be feeling like, they felt, I ain't never kicked heroin, so I can't tell you, but the shit had me wanting to throw up or the shit, whatever. Like, I just wanted to clear my stomach. Anyway, right. So I said, let me look up zinc and stomach ache or whatever. Man, turns out a whole lot of shit with this zinc shit. Like, first off, you're not supposed to be fucking with zinc this many days in a row. Like, you're not. That's one. I've been fucking with it since COVID. That's about at least a month. So they like, yeah, you don't really do. You do zinc a few days, and after that, whatever, whatever. Then your milligrams, really, as an adult, you can go as high as 11 milligrams. I'm at 50 milligrams. And they was like, yeah, I was wild. They was like 30 to 50 milligrams could be a lethal dose, but that's like rare or whatever. And I got to read through all of this shit. But I'm reading a whole lot of zinc shit that's like, oh, nah, you bugging. You playing yourself. So I feel good that I think I figured it out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to take the zinc shit out of there. I still got mad tablets left, but I ain't fucking with it no more. But it's just, I was I could have been killing myself. Oh, it does. This shit fuck with your blood pressure, all types of wild shit. And I've been feeling a little funny, a little sluggish and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, I wonder what this, you know what I mean? The zinc shit. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yo, Yeah, man. Leave the zinc alone. Long story short, man. Leave that zinc alone, man. Just a little bit. A little bit of do you. A little dab. And it's probably already in the multivitamin, and you're probably getting zinc from the food you eat. So they say most people aren't really, like, zinc deficient anyway. So all that shit is just too much. It's too extra. There you go.
I had, you know, during the COVID era, niggas giving you all the health food shit, like you said. And then I had got the little note on some magnesium and vitamin D, because really vitamin D can only move through your body if it's enough magnesium. So, you know, so they say you're supposed to take it together then, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain kind of the liquid magnesium and then the you know what I'm saying, the pill vitamin D. And I took that shit once, man. Magnesium is like poison, nigga. That shit is like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying?
Is that shit like mercury or something in there?
I don't know, man. Magnesium, you can't cut it. You can't dilute. I don't care what you do to it. That shit is coming through, and it's nasty.
And then, how do you take it? What do you take it as? What is
it? You take it, it's a liquid. It's like an oil. And then the vitamin D is a pill. So I took the magnesium, vitamin D, shot it back. Yeah, nigga, I'm getting my shit together. Then I start having all these wild ass dreams. I woke up, man. I was like, man, I ain't fucking with this shit, man. That shit had a nigga going crazy in his dreams.
Oh, word? Yeah, that's just wild.
I'm like, I can't fuck with nothing that's fucking with my dreams now, because I depend on my dreams for the word. I need a direct line to God. I need my whispers to come through perfect. You know what I'm saying? So, another thing that fucked with my dreams during the COVID that had me super worried was the vaccine.
Okay.
When I took the vaccine shit, nigga, I ain't had no dream for like 3 days straight. I was like, after I got the vaccine, the first dose. But it was like I was just, like, my dreams was just black. It was no storyline to none of the shit. I was like, that's what they doing. They trying to steal our dreams. You know what I'm saying? And then all the conspiracy theories started coming in through. But then my dreams came back probably about 4 or 5 days in. I'm like, okay, all right, shit. I thought I had got my dream stole. You know what I'm saying? Niggas done stole my soul with the damn vaccine. But they came back. And that shit was a concern, nigga. I stopped fucking with that magnesium.
Shit, nigga. I just looked at some more zinc shit. They talking about, I mean, it's the 10-year, but they said taking zinc with combining multivitamins and additional zinc supplements is an increased risk of dying from prostate cancer.
God what? Damn.
Yeah, shit crazy. But they said that you got to do it a long time. But still, I don't want, I ain't fucking with none of that type of shit.
You got to be a long time zinc user.
Yeah, man, this nigga went on that zinc, on that zinc magnesium.
Crack.
Yeah, zinc is fucked up. Oh shit, man. What's cracking with you? What else is going on?
Man, that's it, man. That shit, kick back and watch the the Tales from Detroit.
Yeah. I definitely got into it. Let's talk about it. I'm fucking with it. How you feeling?
Talk to me. I think they're doing I think they matured from last season to now in their writing. You know, it's still in the Power Universe, so you still got that magical Negro syndrome floating through the middle of it, in our lead central character, Big Meech. You know what I'm saying? Big Meech know how to solve a problem around this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga be up on some shit. Nigga, you ain't see no research, no reconnaissance. Nigga ain't got no team on the case.
One man
just,
show.
That man just, you know what I mean? Figure that
one
shit out.
Wrecking crew. Go pull up at the house. Right. Pull up on your mom's, nigga. How about that?
Knew when to come help with the groceries all in one weekend. This nigga ain't making it back to Detroit.
You know what I mean? Nah.
That nigga all in one weekend, that nigga figured it out. Nigga got robbed and settled the score.
Where it felt like within 2 hours. Right. I feel like the party was still going. He came back to the, I don't know, man. That nigga's a wild cat.
That time warp in the power universe, B.
That
boy.
Shit is crazy. You got that Tariq mobility. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, that's wild.
I enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure when you watched it, you might know the finer points.
But I watched it yesterday, but
yeah,
I mean, you might know
the finer points of it a little quicker.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I could recall because I didn't really take any notes. I literally watched it on some kickoff shit.
First of all, you know what I'm saying? The daddy's starting to call the shots at the little limo service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, T
trying to, you know what I'm saying, bring in some youthful knowledge and, you know, hustle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pops is on some old school, nigga. Keep your shit together, man. The customer's always right.
Right.
T like, man, fuck that. Get the fuck out my car.
That shit was hilarious. Get your ass out my car. Threw that nigga shit and all of that. That shit was hilarious. Well, man, shit got run over, everything. Yeah, that was bugged out. It's like, man.
So, mm-hmm. Pops is becoming a tyrant, trying, you know, finally mm-hmm. something working for him.
Yeah.
But he still can't get none. But you know.
He got some black tails in his fucking guitar case.
Right.
And his wife just found. Yeah.
Now he done brought the little, you know what I'm saying? I think she a white girl. She white girl, light girl.
Look like a light skinned. So I don't know. I can't really call it. Creole. I don't know.
See, that's
you
the last
thing. Think that's
going
to turn into something?
Yeah, it had to be. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't bring no characters in for no reason.
Right. And they had the wife hugger. Like, hey,
the,
I forget her name.
Noah,
gave her the hug.
It was right on the heels of finding the Black Tales magazine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
and then
not
it's the
gonna,
worst setup ever in the history of setups. You know what I'm saying? You never want to be in your crib. Mm-hmm. With some lady you know what I'm saying, you're conspiring to do business with, and then your wife come home from work, and you just up in there with you know what I'm saying, little Sally
mm-hmm.
Mae,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying,
at the table. Uh-huh.
That ain't no good setup for nobody.
Nah, it don't look good, especially when y'all are off, when y'all aren't really, you know, getting together like y'all should be.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's like you gonna bring her in the crib, nigga, right
mm-hmm,
in my
to the
face.
House.
That's how the setup is seeming like it's going.
Mm-hmm. By yourself? Nobody was
by
there.
Yourself? T just walked in.
They been by themselves for a little while.
He didn't tell T he was high, and he just high.
What was the interview about?
Yeah, where was the interview? When
was the interview?
Right,
exactly.
Where did it take place?
Right. Absolutely. Who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Man. That shit looked fishy to the casual observer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, could have been. It was, but yeah, so there's that. There was this one little, I'm trying to find the photos. If I find it, I'll send it to you. But there was a little funny ass photo with the parents. I like them though. They I like their storyline. I appreciate mm-hmm. them as actors. I like their chemistry. I like what they doing together. Mm-hmm. You know, they got that conflict. They play it well. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if homie, you know, Pops does freak off with the other driver. It just seems about, it seems to line up. You know what I'm saying? And he to her is the big boss man. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's T's money and all of that, he's the brains of the operation and all of this other shit. So,
it's his shit.
Mm-hmm. It's his shit. It's what he want. And it's so funny because they want so much out of T. They like, and we still want you to graduate. So you better, like, this nigga's doing a whole lot. Still trafficking cocaine. You know what I'm saying?
He got back to it. He took a step off, and now he had to, you know what I'm saying, step in. You know, when he saw things wasn't looking like it was going right, like niggas was being sloppy up at the record store, getting high for, you know what I'm saying? They supposed to be on the road. They getting there smoking. So he like, man, let me go ahead and take advantage, take control of this situation before Meech get us all fucked up.
That kind of threw me a little bit, too, talking about the timing, because he picked up that woman. Then he's going to take her, you know what I mean? And she's like, yo, I'm going to make sure that I, you know, recommend you to all my people, this, that, and the other thing. He's like, yo, can I make a quick stop? And then it was like two scenes where one, he making a call, like, I didn't see him drop her off. So I'm like, how much of this shit?
She was still in the car, I think. It seemed like, because he asked her, could he make a call?
I saw the, could he make a call? She said, all right. But then it cut to making a call. I guess Meech ain't pick up, or Meech hung up on him or some shit.
Nah, Meech getting whooped by his grandmama for smoking on the porch.
Right. Which was funny. Smoking weed. He barking on him. Then he, I guess with her still in the car, he goes to the record store. Were they smoking weed and grabs
He must have dropped her off before. Because
I'm like,
why?
Yeah. Because that seemed like that'd have been a little crazy. Then he said, babe.
I guess he peeped all of the little roadblocks. He was trying to warn Meech.
But
he couldn't talk to Meech because Meech was getting a whooping.
Right.
So he went up to the store, you know.
Got it.
Because he knew Meech was going to bust a move. Going up to Cleveland. He knew, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, nigga, what you going up there for? You ain't been that excited to go to no goddamn family dinner. You know what I'm saying? So he knew what time it was.
Yeah. So that's that. That was funny, him going out to Cleveland, connected with his cousin at the video store. You got the deluxe edition? You know what I mean? Here he
and that shit, he done put that program straight in. But see, there you go. This is my little, see, there go the timeline. This is the fuzzy timeline shit.
Yeah, because it was clicking before. Go ahead. Yeah.
He must have been selling the reefer because he said he had a reefer.
Yeah.
And then he had a white come. Right. Okay, so they must have been selling reefer in there then. I was like, nigga ain't even got the package yet, and they already got
Right. Now, he said, I'm going to make them trees fly. I'm going to get you this white girl. Right. So there's that. But even that, like, that shit was a whole thing. Because even that, we showing my man at work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything just, you know, and the word was out in the community heavy. Like, it was a whole lot. Did he get his gun back?
He drove up there with the weed and his mama in the car.
Yeah. which was wild. But he did that. Yeah, I mean, shit, they driving with the coke and the baby formula. You know what I'm saying?
That's same shit one time.
A word. But you ain't have a baby with you.
Nah, it's reefer. Back in the day, they was driving my sister back to fam. So we all, you know, I was going back to fam too, but it was her freshman year.
And then
I had just got a pound and stuffed it in my little, what's the little shit?
Duffel bag?
The little, where you pack all your shit in, put it at the end of your bed.
Oh, I know. I forget the name of them shits. I know the kicks. I know what the fuck you talking. Foot Locker or some shit like that.
Foot Locker.
Okay.
So I had it packed all up in there, up all up under the shit, and then we drove on down and got down Tallahassee.
And nobody smelt that shit.
Every fucking stop, my dad, you know, puffed on his little joint he had.
Okay. So that was cool. But
it wasn't coming through loud, but.
Yeah.
But I was shit, this nigga gonna mask it anyway.
Right. But which ain't the best thing, though, because if you nigga get pulled over with the weed smell in the car.
But, you ride with older people, it's a family.
Right, they know how to drive. Yeah.
We going to college. We got a whole lot of college shit. It ain't looking like no trafficking, nigga.
Yeah.
It ain't looking like three niggas, gold teeth.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Blasting little baby.
In the middle of the night. Exactly. Riding, you know what I mean? It wasn't that. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It was a good wholesome.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's Cosby funny. Show scenario.
Right. Per se. Right. Theo is hustling. Yeah, man. I'm trying to think. So you see, T still going in on Lala's character. I forget her name. Mm-hmm. She's starting to become a little bit more open to, you know what I mean? We shopping together.
Shit, come on now. You going shopping with a nigga, married woman. Nigga, that's a lot more than open. It ain't your job. The nigga ain't put you on the payroll.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't your client.
Not at all.
You just gonna help this nigga out? Wait a minute. Shit, why you helping this nigga? What makes this nigga so special?
And you're not discreet about it. You got your homegirl at the job. She might tell your husband, you know what I'm saying? Y'all kikiing. He's a teenager. I'll take you. Go get you some Ferrero Rocher. So now they in the streets. That's crazy.
He's a young nigga, so I guess they ain't taking it seriously.
Right.
But you know, that shit turned into some fucking. And that shit turned into a problem.
Absolutely. It's gonna get there. You see it's happening. You see the momentum.
There's a lot of little actions happening that they setting up.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts. You got a little beef now with the white driving crew. You know what I'm saying? We warned you. I gave you a warning, buddy.
That's like ghost beef with my man. with the clubs and shit.
I forget the guy's name. Yeah, the guy, exactly. With True, the Trust. I forget his name. Right. Yeah. So he's like, yo, we're giving you a warning. So you see they did some shit to him in this next episode. And then homegirl, I'm going to start calling her the other woman, the other driver. She's like, we got to answer back. Like, so she on some street shit now.
Oh, that's in the trailer?
Yeah, that was in the trailer. So that she was like, we got to answer back. I'm like, oh, shorty rated. Take it to war. So there's that.
Trying to think.
Lamar wilding out back on some other magical Negro shit. Lamar got a damn hole in his side, choking out an officer. Steps up, dips out of the hospital, walks as far as he could walk, starts crawling. His cousin Donnell pull up, boom, put him in the
Larry
hearse.
Pull up, throw him in the hearse.
You know what I mean? So there's that. I'm curious how long this little B. Mickey shit gonna last. It reminds me of the whole Kato shit, where like it's starting to get sloppier and sloppier, and like. He's starting to drop the ball a little bit. I feel like Meech might even be on to him already.
Why you say that?
Because it just felt like you could never tell. Meech, he's like, his whole thing is he's personality, he's charming, but then he ain't an idiot. So he might play the role, like that whole, you know, that part where, yo, you didn't call me. You know, your mom's, or something happened with your mom's, why you ain't call me? But you know, come on, man, don't worry about that. You my brother. You know what I mean? That little hug and all of that shit. Like, felt like, I'm peeping you, my nigga. You might not be suspicious of a double cross, but I'm peeping at you fucking up. And this, you got a habit of fucking up. And the last time you fucked up, homegirl had to get killed. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So... even though you my man, you really only my man because my brother is, you know, on the outs with it. So there's that. The little fight at the theater for Coming to America was so stupid. I thought it was going to pay off there.
Yeah, it didn't pay off. That shit didn't pay off, that little scuffle.
That was just dumb, and that was just too public. So maybe that's somebody gonna pull in on that. But I'm surprised it didn't pay off. Was with the Cat K-9 when homie came through to drop some shit off the K-9, and then the nigga gambling. You know he got K-9 lady blowing on his dice. You know what I'm saying? Talk about I know you K-9's woman, but you know you your own woman, and all of this old wild shit. And you know, K-9 crazy as fuck. This nigga love to kill. And he's like a cat.
For less than that, so shit.
Yeah. And he like a cat. Like, he like to show his kill. You know what I'm saying? He can bring the shit back. Look what I did to this nigga. Remember Cinderella? Look at this. And it's always funny to see when that nigga Meech react. Cause he react but don't react. He
right,
be real
right, right.
cool.
You gotta hold it all in. And, and that might be one of the realest shits when you be in the streets. Uh-huh. Because you know, when you're in the streets, you really don't know. Ain't no HR. So you don't really know what the fuck you really dealing with when you dealing with most niggas. You know what I'm saying? And you can't really choose, you know what I'm saying, your coworkers and colleagues and shit.
Right, right.
And then, you know, you got niggas that's into killing. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that like to rape. Niggas that just do, you know what I'm saying? The nigga might be a robber, but he like to rape in his spare time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you that's be trying to navigate the shit. Yeah. And it be like, God damn, man, this nigga crazy than a motherfucker. Right. But you it's business. Plug. You got to get to the business. And it's like, man, and it ain't no morals out there. Right. So everybody on some different shit. And if you got any kind of morals, you going to be like, God damn, this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, motherfucker might tell you some shit, just fuck your whole shit up. Like, damn, nigga, I thought you was cool. This nigga crazy.
Yeah, this nigga's wild.
But that's what, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the drugs. If you're buying drugs in the street, you don't know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who making the shit. You don't know who fixing it up. You know what I'm saying? Niggas putting fentanyl in everything. You know what I'm saying? You think you just buying a Percocet, that shit is fentanyl.
The whole shit is random. You don't even know who going to buy from you. The whole shit is random. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, so so K-9 is one of them niggas that you got to deal with because he the plug, but you be like, man, this nigga here.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And he loves to be crazy. He loves to, he, like, you could tell, you could also see that shit fuels K-9. The fact that Meech is giving him poker face, you know what I'm saying? So he like, oh, I'm about to crack this motherfucker with something. I bet the lips didn't do it. I bet. Watch. I'm going to stretch this other nigga out. Watch. Watch this shit. A bloody ass carcass. Okay, that ain't work. I bet. Watch what I do to this motherfucking gambling nigga. Because he going to crack him over the head. Something going to happen to the gambling cat.
Yeah. That's got to happen.
What you think? You think the Cleveland shit is going to be an extended, what you think is going to happen in Cleveland? You think it's going to turn into something?
Well, we know how the story ends.
Well, I gotta watch
BMF
more.
BMF taking over the world, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's true.
But you know, I don't. You know, the doc didn't go specifically into Cleveland, but you know, that's the beginning of the expansion. So
McDonald's of this.
We know them niggas ended up in Atlanta and all over the country with the expansion. You know what I'm saying? We already done met the Atlanta plug in Vegas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ever in Atlanta. Holla.
Yeah.
So, you know, Meech gonna do his thing in Cleveland. Like right now, they're in that they're in the ugly stage of building, of expanding. Where, you know what I'm saying, you just trying shit. You going to these cities, you don't know nobody. You just, you know what I'm saying, who the motherfucking man around here? Okay. Right. Tell him I got the best shit around here. He ain't got this. You know what I'm saying? Then you deal with the rest. It's first season snowfall. You know what I'm saying? Except for Meech is a little more savvy than young Franklin.
Right.
They just show more young Franklin mishaps and mistakes.
Definitely more flashy.
You know what I'm saying? But young Franklin got caught up, and then he had to be introduced to a nigga like Carvel. And that's like, well, you can't choose your colleagues and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know
which
Carvel.
Which one was Carvel?
Carvel was the nigga that raped the nigga to get the money, to find the money.
Was he the one that did the rape, or did they get somebody to rape somebody? Didn't they have
a
designated
guy?
Carvel
was the nigga they got to help them get the money back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
the tactic that Carvel used to get the money back because the nigga wasn't breaking. He, you know what I'm saying? He fucked him.
Right,
and did him, you know what I'm saying? So Franklin like, oh shit, he killing them. And then Leon like, man, he ain't killing them.
He
fucking them. Like, ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I got introduced to Snowfall. I was at my cousin's house and that shit was just on the TV. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? This shit is crazy.
Oh shit, that's some old John Singleton shit. John Singleton will hit you with some wild shit, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It be niggas like that though.
Yeah,
and you know it, and you just had to be like, oh, that's just
gotta
that's,
compartmentalize.
That's that nigga. Yeah. That's what that nigga do, man. I don't know, nigga. That ain't my friend, nigga. He just one of the goons. He a hitter,
right? Right.
In many different ways, nigga.
A booty goon. Yeah, man.
Got to muddy.
That shit's crazy. That shit is crazy.
That shit fuck your whole shit up, man.
He ain't killing
fuck
them.
Fuck your whole shit up. He ain't killing shit. Them. But yeah, so, you know, Meech out there amongst the wolves trying to navigate. You know what I'm saying? His poker face is your number one defense mechanism, because the last thing you want to do when you round people like that is make them feel like you see them and judging them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you don't want to do that. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas put on a show, and they don't really want you to see their real self. But in the case, in just the certain happenstance that you do, they definitely don't want to feel judged by you. That's when they start, you know what I'm saying, knocking niggas out and killing niggas and shit.
Right. Yeah.
So the only way to survive this shit is to be like, all right, nigga, I guess that's what you do.
That's what it is.
You can't go call the police on your coworker.
No, you can't do that.
You complicit as well. So it's right. Like, damn, nigga, damn, I ain't want shit, nigga. I just came to get my pack, nigga. Can I go home?
Right, right. All right, my dude, you stay cool. You stay cool. Take it easy. That nigga with the take it easy. Y'all be cool. that's the closure. So, yeah, man. Funny, the cool thing is, it looks like, I mean, it feels like Snowfall's going to fade right on into, I mean, BMF's going to fade right into Snowfall.
Right.
And we both seen the most recent trailer, the makeup trailer, the official trailer. Right. That shit look like it's going to be something. It look like, you know, things coming to a head. I'm excited. Yeah,
they took all that old, you know what I'm saying, LSD trip shit out the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And gave us some real scenes.
Yeah, I don't think that shit tested well.
Nah, I couldn't have. But I don't like them fucking with Uncle Jerome, though. But, you know, I guess it is what it is.
It's where it is. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. Yeah.
I know Franklin the star, but I'd take Uncle Jerome over Franklin.
Spinoff. Yeah.
I mean, just in general.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, how it goes out. Go ahead.
Uncle Jerome warned the nigga of all of this shit before he even got started. He called the whole shit.
Yeah. He didn't want to be in it.
Nah, he didn't want to be in it. He was like, man, this is what it's going to be. And da 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 da. And then Franklin wanted in.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Speaking of Snowfall, shout out to Sky Zoo. He put out that The Mind of Franklin Saint, or The Mind of a Saint mixtape concept situation, where he, you know, he's rapping from the point of view of Franklin Saint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Throughout the entire what we know of Snowfall, and kind of, you know, taking some creative liberties or whatever. And it's a good project. It's definitely worth fucking with. You know, Sky Zoo's a hell of a rapper, so, you know what I mean? It's definitely worth checking out.
I got to check it out, man. Everybody been hit me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
DSPs, salute to Sky Zoo. That's a good situation.
Sky Zoo.
Yeah.
That shit sounds... one of the cartoon character names, Sky Zoo?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's... Skizoo or something zoo. I know you're talking about, but I don't think it's Sky Zoo. I think it was, I forget. I know exactly what you're talking about. I see it in my mind. I know exactly. I think he had a helmet on and all that shit. I think it was either Jetsons. I think it was a Jetsons. One of them Hanna-Barbera motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, shit, man. I think it's time to transform and roll out. You know what I meant to, but I wanted to... to say, we'll talk about it another time. I'll just say it real quick. You know, I don't listen to the radio that often, right? Rarely. Did you know that New York has a whole nother hip hop radio station?
What is it?
It's called 94.7 The Block.
Nah, I ain't never heard of that shit.
Yeah, that shit been around over a year. It's been around over a year. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I was listening to it one day, and it was fine. It's like a little old. It's like 90s to like mid 2000s. I don't know if they play current day shit. I only listened to it that one day. I know Ed Lover's on there. I forget what other radio personalities is on there. I was in the car with my sister. She's listening to the radio. And she was like, you ain't never heard 94.7 The Block? I said, nah. It just showed how disconnected I was. Like, I don't listen to the radio so much so that there's a whole nother radio station that's celebrating a year in business that I didn't know about in New York. That shit is crazy. But yeah, shout out to 94.7 The Block.
I see it. You know what I'm saying? Good thing about all this other shit, you can listen to anything now.
Stream it, right?
Yeah, you can stream all this shit.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So anyway, that's it, man. That's all I got to say. You got anything else you want to hit the people with?
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, people, we love you. We out here, you know what I'm saying, still doing it. And I don't know how many umpteenth million episodes this is, but we here. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back next week, God willing. And appreciate you being here with us. You know what I'm saying? Hope you gained some insight, had some hearty laughs. You know what I'm saying? Wish D Lemon well on his comeback tour. And God damn it, we here.
There it is, man. There it go. Yeah. Until next week. Until next time. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Stay off that zinc.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.